From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Questions remain about the cause of last weekend's plane crash in Egypt. Britain said Wednesday it is increasingly concerned that a bomb brought down the Russian jetliner that crashed last Saturday over the Sinai Peninsula. British authorities dispatched a team of aviation experts to assess security before British flights are allowed to leave the region. Meanwhile, the Islamic State renewed its claim to have brought down the Metrojet A321, challenging skeptics to prove otherwise. Authorities say they have found no evidence that there was a missile attack. Assistant Secretaries of State Ann Patterson and Victoria Nuland have told a congressional panel that 85% to 90% of Russian airstrikes in Syria have hit moderate Syrian rebels, not Islamic State targets. The two testified Wednesday before the House Foreign Affairs Committee. A U.S. defense official says Defense Secretary Ash Carter and his Malaysian counterpart Hishma Mudin Hussein will board a U.S. warship sailing in the South China Sea Thursday. The two will board the U.S. aircraft carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt as it sails off in the South China Sea off the coast of Malaysia. Just weeks before Taiwan holds elections, Taiwanese President Ma Ying-jeou has announced he will hold talks with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Singapore. The meeting Saturday will be the first between Taiwanese and Chinese leaders since 1949. Authorities in China are predicting it will be a major historic milestone in the development of cross-strait relations in Taiwan. Opposition politicians voiced their concern, and there was a rally in the capital. This is VOA News.